I am 99.9% positive. T-cell was a warrior. He fought off germs and diseases that infected the smallest components immersed within the most minuscule vein that once pumped stamina to his immaculate heart. But his persistence was raped by the finest, sexually passionate need of a parasite who sucked life from a knowledgeable spirit when he popped the rotten cherry with naked lips that now craves admittance for weight loss, fevers, and tiredness. T-cell, once flawless of deceitful falsification of intimacy, walks in man-made puddles of fear, anger, and depression. His body, the temple of God, has now been scarred with the realization that he is now another number affixed to the germinant epidemic that can be prevented by abstaining from unwarranted exercise of our inner thighs and our fruitless mouths, because there is no vaccine to rehabilitate the inevitable cause of death due to HIV. 60 seconds retains your future. Open the door and secure your future with one shot that holds knowledge. People ask me if I'm sure. I am 99.9% positive. New seed. The rusted bars he has befriended. The rock floor he lays his head. Death wakes him up and puts him to bed. The streets he's known all his life, gunshot stab wounds with the razor blade knife. Rape, theft, burglary, money cash holes, all his eyes can see. Next step, 6 feet underground, eyes closed, motionless. Shh, not a sound. Second chance at correction, I put a book in his hand. Here's your first lesson. His mind convulsed, life flashed before his eyes, no heartbeat, no pulse. Incredulously, he opens the book and reads, "Don't take life and what it offers for granted. Water drips from his face, a new seed's been planted." Praise him. They praise him as if he fed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. They praise him as though he healed the boy with a demon, and praise him as if he predicted the death of a man and later revealed that on the third day, that same man will be raised to life. They praise him as if he touched 2 blind men and revived their sight. They praise him as if he predicted Peter's denial and praise him as if he healed a man with leprosy. Yes, his smile brings warmth to my body, diminishing goosebumps that I acquire when he winks at me. And yes, I purposely walked the long way to class just so I could obtain a meager waft of his Armani cologne. And yes, I drool a little bit sitting behind him in math class because back of his head is just as sexy as the front. So yes, it's feasible they praise him because the terminology his name possesses mandates praise and glory. But although he envisions life as a child of God, he does and will not retain the entitlement only one identity subsumes. But until the day he has the capability to be killed and resurrected from the dead, I will solely laud God.